CIA had come around to these figures.
Thank you.
Banker says the operation was a net plus, a great net plus.
Can we get it out?
Sure.
Give out that memorandum to the press.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't want it any great credibility problems.
Well, Banker wrote sent us a long cable in which he pointed these facts out.
With regard to this whole situation, of course, we know the issues, but how in the world an American nation show that to our friend Haig and say, now Haig, fight out of that major race?
And that's the problem with our army right now. The only service that has real morality, the Air Force is so awful that we can't even talk about it, but the army has lost a lot of its morality. One can understand why they've been taking a terrific beating. The press is tearing them to pieces, and they haven't been...
Well, the whole country is being torn to pieces.
I think
we're standing over the port, but we're doing all right.
Well, I was really interested by this conversation with the Vreeland yesterday because he was really fishing for some opening to the North Vietnamese.
Right.
I think it's a little premature. No, I think you should make your next announcement.
Make the next announcement. Cancel the next speech. I need to cancel it now. God damn it. Don't let anybody drop your
No, it's done.
Else.
That's done.
All right, fine. And then the way he does it is coldly and abruptly.
Well, we were going to contact him today. They had proposed to us that the next meeting be April 1st.
Yeah.
We told them we'd let them know today.
Yeah.
We'll just tell them coldly that we are not ready on April 1st. Yeah. We delay it to April 8th.
Yeah, that's right.
And
I'll give you a chance to make my remarks before that.
I hadn't even thought of that even then.
April 7th.
Excellent.
That's still a good day, isn't it?
Oh, yes, April 7th is just about right. They'll all have gone through the act. We could go through a little of his analysis and say, therefore, we can now safely withdraw 100,000 men.
Was not too much. I think I would go there. I just summarize it in a sentence. Say, as a result of this operation, you say, there was a and we are now able to withdraw this, and so forth and so on. And
you want about 15 minutes at most.
Yes. I wonder who was the best one to work on it, Price or Sapphire?
Sapphire.
So.
Because I had Vince Lord and myself, they did the October 7th speech, which was so successful.
Right.
I'll get Lord to do a draft
in
Sutton.
Right.
And Lord is a good phrase maker, too.
Right. He's fine. And Sapphire, you see, I may not use the text at all. I may decide to throw it away and just do it like an instrument program.
Right. I'll have something for you, say, by Wednesday, just for Sutton. Because you'll be until Tuesday, you understand, you're prepared for
press. But let me tell you, keep all your press friends and the rest gassed up. I tell them I've got this fan. I mean, like, I don't want this, our friends like Stuart Elsoff and the rest to start throwing the towel.
No, no, they won't.
I say,
Stuart will do it a little more than Joe.
Yeah, why, what's the matter with Stuart? He's afraid.
Well, Stuart is torn between his disdain for the establishment.
Yeah.
And his feeling that maybe you should just pull out as fast as possible.
Is he really feeling?
Well, but but only because he thinks the public may not support you.
Yeah.
He agrees that you are right.
Pull out as fast as possible, lose it all. What the hell does he think would happen in this country?
He won't say that.
Good God, we can make that decision right now. We're going to pull out sure with the tip. What do you think is going to support us in that? Then we wouldn't be down the tube. The greatest thing we can do.
If you step up to the withdrawal rate, if you do it, Stuart will be with you.
Well, stepping up the withdrawal rate.
It's a symbolic thing.
It'll help a little.
It won't help much, but it will.
My view is all it does is to. Now, we have to defuse this thing, and before this thing does defuse to put out till afterwards. But I agree, trying to get the Democrats not to screw us on the 31st, you know, the Democratic Congress.
I think those two fellows.
I like them. Well, what I said to them at the last time weren't meeting and anything else.
Oh,
the cold politics. I say, look here, I'm taking responsibility for this. But if you tell us to take responsibility, I'm going to blame you for losing it. I'm going to blame you. I've got them. And with a box to get up there and tell them that.
Oh, yeah. Box on the one hand is partisan as hell.
I know, but that's my interest.
Exactly. good mind, but these Southerners are more patriotic.
Oh, sure.
I was at a dinner with Sparks a few weeks ago, and he was absolutely maudlin about you. He said, the greatest man in foreign policy that he remembered. And your own party would only support you.
Well, sir, don't worry about our own party or anything like that. But, present time, Maine is full of weak men.
The leaders, the national leaders, are disasters, and they.
But Henry, don't think these are hard times. I came back to the whole Lincoln analogy, not the weak. This is anything compared to it. This is very different. Jesus Christ.
But in a way, this is worse.
No, because my God, they had them. Oh my God, they were avoiding bounty jumpers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was an horrible thing. And, you know, it was what they went through and waiting for the news and everything was a victory defeat, you know, and all that. Of course, our problem is this goddamn television. I mean, taking a stinky little thing. Why, this was the equivalent of Lincoln's day. This is like a shared in the valley of the Shenandoah.
And when you are faced with secession, there isn't really a hell of a lot you can do.
You got to fight or die.
But
one of the things, though, about this is that we're doing.
That's a good meeting.